Is it really hard to love Jesus? I would think the most everyone who professes to be a Christian will tell you one way or the other, oh yes, I love Jesus. I love him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And they might go on to describe ways that they love him and how much they love him. But is it really hard to love Jesus? I think the problem is that we sometimes have, it's hard to love Jesus the way he wants us to love. Maybe that's where the problem is sometimes, because sometimes individuals, when it comes to trying to understand Jesus, they don't hate him, but they have a difficulty loving him because of maybe they think he's just too narrow-minded. Maybe they think Christ is one that is just too critical, or he's too judgmental, or he should be more tolerant of other religions, or maybe he should listen to other people's point of view. And some look at that sometimes and they'll say, well, I love him, but I don't know if that love is really way it should be. But one thing about Christ certainly is that he taught love, and he's trying to teach us how to love in the scriptures. And that's difficult. And we all say, yes, we love Christ and we love this and we love that. But Christ says, I need to teach you a few things what real love is all about. And really, what problem is, we haven't mastered love yet. And that may be where it comes in sometimes, and we have some difficulties with what Christ taught. But sometimes we just haven't mastered it the way that it should be. What if somebody were to come to you and say, I need to talk to you about something. I don't think you're the loving person you should be. How would you take that? I don't think that you're one that that you're expressing your love towards others in the right way. I think you need to work on your love some, and you're not the loving individual that people may think you are. And how would you take that kind of criticism, even though it may be constructive criticism? Well, probably, if I know what most of us, maybe myself, I wouldn't take it so well. Who are you to tell me how I should love? Who are you? How do you know about my love? And here we go down the road, and I may give that person, you know, my 2 cents worth, or I may just fold my hands and walk away, never say anything, thinking that person has no idea what he's talking about. Well, Jesus certainly taught us about love, and the problem we need to understand, are we following his teachings on love? Take, for example, what he talked about when it came to unconditional love. He certainly taught that. In Romans 5 and verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus loves the unlovable. No doubt about it. He loves those who are hard to love. And sometimes we have a problem loving those who are hard to love. And there's some individuals out there who are. Some individuals who aren't so nice. Some individuals who are rude and mean and dishonest and immoral and you name it. It's hard to love people like that. It's called unconditional love. I won't love you. And Christ had that kind of love. And Romans 5:8 says, he loved us while we were still sinners. And the point being, before we became Christians, when we were the mean ones, and we were the rude ones, and the dishonest ones, and the immoral ones, he still loved us, hoping that we would change and come around to his way of doing it. Christ has unconditional love. How do we stand when it comes to that kind of love for others? Sometimes we may fall short. We say, well, I got my circle, in a circle of people I'm going to love, and what they do, and the guy being in that circle, I'm not going outside that. Again, that's not unconditional love. A lawyer came to Christ one time in Luke chapter 10 and had a question for him. It says here, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So he had a good question. He didn't ask it in the right way. He was testing Christ. But yet, it's a good question. And the thing about it, he knew the answer to the question before he ever asked it. Because of verse 28, and he said to him, that's Jesus, you have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Christ said, you're right. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. You're right. Well, this man maybe felt a little funny, a little stupid, maybe asking a question he knew the answer to. Well, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Who am I to love? And that caused Christ to go into the next verses or two there with the parable that we know well on the Good Samaritan. The priest, the Levite, the Good Samaritan, and the man that was beaten on the side of the road, left for dead, and how the priest and Levite just passed him by. We know the story well. Passed him by, left him there for dead, and this man who did not know him, wasn't even of the same, you might say, nationality as him, he helped this man, put him on his donkey, carried him to the inn, paid for his treatment. Even more, when I come back, I'll pay it. Christ gave the man this story of what unconditional love is about. And then he comes back to question for this man, the lawyer, verse 36. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Well, the man had the right answer. The Samaritan, the Good Samaritan. He was one of the three that did right, and he had no idea who this man was. Not even of the same nationality, who could say. So this man says, yeah, he did. And Christ says, you do the same. It's one thing to know the right answer, but it's also something else to put that answer into your life, to live that kind of life. That's what Christ is saying to this man. Oh, you got the right answer. I want you to go out and put this answer that you've given to me in showing others unconditional love. Even though you don't know this man, have no relationship with this man whatsoever, but if you see somebody on the side of the road, you help him unconditionally. You care for this man. We're not told what this particular lawyer said afterwards. What did he do afterwards? Did he accept it? Did he nod his head? Did he just walk away? That can be a difficult thing. Unconditional love can be difficult. And that's why some individuals may look at Christ and what he teaches on love, they may say, I can't do that. That's tough to do. Love somebody that's mean, somebody that's just immoral, to love somebody that's just been cruel to me or my family, mistreated me, that's going to be hard to do. Sometimes loving the way Jesus wants us to love can be difficult. Well, in Matthew 5, Jesus kicks it up a notch. Concerning love, in verse 43, he says, you have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. I got to love my enemy? Christ kicks it up a notch. I got to, bless those who curse me. I got to do good to those who hate me. I got to pray for those who use me and persecute me. I don't know if I can do that. Jesus, I don't know. Loving the way you want me to love, I don't know if it's possible. Sometimes it's hard to love the way Jesus wants us to love, but yet we are to be taught to do that. He's teaching us to do that. We might come back and say, well, he don't really understand what an enemy is. Really? I got enemies. I don't know about Jesus. Jesus had his enemies. Look what they did to him. He still loved them. Pled for their forgiveness on the cross. And for those who crucified him, if they would repent and turn from their ways, of course, he would forgive them as well. Christ, he loved his enemies. And he's telling us the same thing. To love the way Christ loved, it can be tough. It also tells us he requires obedience if we're going to love. John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. A lot of people love him, but they want to keep the commandments. Well, it's easy to say, I love the Lord, but then what he requires of us to do as Christians, we don't always like that. Many don't like it. 1 John 5, 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not a burden, are not burdensome. Yeah, he wants us to keep them. They're not a burden. They're not heavy to carry. They're better for us if we keep them. So he puts demands on us. Why would somebody who loved me put a demand on me? Well, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. In Matthew 7, we find some individuals that did something wrong. a lot of thought on what they did wrong. We don't really exactly know, but they did something wrong. Here it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in thy name, and done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. These individuals made the claim, we have a relationship with the Lord. Oh, we love him. We got a relationship here. Look what we're doing. Look all that we're doing. We're out here casting out demons and making all these prophecies in his name, many other wonders. And the Lord shakes his head and says, no, no. No, no, something's missing here. I don't know if they thought it was all about just obedience and no love. I don't know what they thought they were doing here. Maybe their obedience was good, but they didn't have any love behind it. Sometimes we get caught up in doing. Let's do, and doing this and that, and there's no love behind it. And we think, well, I got a relationship with God. I got a relationship with Christ. What else do you need? Well, relationship requires obedience, doing it in the way God has said to do it. A good example of this would be 2 Chronicles chapter 26, King Uzziah. Here's the king, and because he was king, he probably thought, well, I got a special relationship with God. I'm the king. I can go to God anytime I want. So one day, the king here, he goes to the temple. And the king says, I'm going to worship God in the temple the way I want to do it. I'm going to take this fire and light the candles and the incense and everything else. I'm the king. You can't tell me what to do. But yet some tried to stop him. The priest there said, no, you don't need to do this. You can't do this. You're not a priest. You're not a Levite. You need to get out of here. And he wouldn't listen. He was going to just ramrod his way in the temple and start worshiping the way he wanted to. And then the Lord struck him with leprosy. And he lost his kingship because of this leprosy. He died with this leprosy. He would not listen. Some individuals think that I have a relationship that it means no obedience. It really means no love. I just got this relationship. But King Uzziah here shows that's not the case. Another thing that Christ teaches about love is it requires some tough love. Loving the way Christ wants us to love can be very tough, very difficult. When we see family and we see friends who are not living right, what do we do? Do we sit back and say, well, you know, somebody ought to go to them? Let me call the preacher. Let him go see them. Let me tell the elder. He needs to go talk to them. Christ requires us to do this tough love. Our family, our friends, we go to them and in a loving way, not a critical way. Hey, this is not right. That's what how you're living. It's not right. And that's going to be tough love. We don't always like tough love. We want the grandparent kind of love, don't we? How the grandparents love the grandchildren, let them get by with everything in the world. And I'm not going to discipline my grandchildren. That's for the parents to do. I send them back home and they feel good about themselves. We can't have the grandparent type of love. We're going to have the love that Jesus requires. It's going to be a tough love. And we don't like to correct. It's just not a part of what we want to do. But Jesus said we've got to correct. Got to have that tough love when we see others who are going to the wayside. Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Tough love means I got to expose some things that aren't right. People aren't doing this right. Just make sure that if we are the ones that are going to this person and talking to them about what they're doing that's wrong, that we're not doing the same thing. Matthew 7 condemns that. Make sure we're not doing the same thing. But yet we are to go to them because of our concern, because we love them. Christ loved them. And Christ, he went to many and exposed their darkness, exposed them what they were doing that were wrong. And very few liked it. Very few accepted it. Again, we got to do it. Be willing to do it. That's why sometimes it makes it hard to love the way Christ loved. Tough love. And does it get tough? You better believe it gets tough. Probably the toughest scripture in the Bible, Matthew 10:37. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Love him more than our family? Christ says yes. That's a tough love, difficult love. We want to love our family. Well, certainly we should. But sometimes our love for family comes before our love for Christ. And we're not willing to stand for truth. As one man said, truth is thicker than blood. Are we willing to stand for truth in our families? Hey, they may disassociate with us. We may not get invited for Thanksgiving dinner if we do that. Who knows what may happen, but Christ says it's going to be difficult. But yet people sometimes think, well, it's easier. I don't have to ruffle anyone's feathers. Everything can be just smooth. And Christ says, you love me more than you do your own family, your father, your mother, son, daughter, whoever it may be. And that can be difficult. It's going to take a big backbone, a large backbone, to stand for truth with our in front of our family. So when it comes to love, again, can I love like Jesus loved? That's a big question. Can I do this? And we see what he requires in love. We may be falling short a little bit, but we can always pick it up and do as he said. And we want to be more like Jesus every day. It's not just the easy stuff we want to do, but the difficult things that we need to be part of when it comes to our loving of others. So can I love like Jesus loved? A personal question we've got to ask ourselves. Can I do that? It's going to be tough at times, but yet it's something the Lord wants us to do. The Lord loves us all, no doubt about it. He wants us all to be with him one day in heaven, no doubt about that as well. It all begins with love. He loved us enough to die for us so that one day heaven could be our home. If you're not a Christian, he died for you so that your sins could be forgiven, that your name could be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name can be there. If that need is there to become a Christian, you can be baptized in Christ tonight and become that child of God. Or as one who just needs the prayers or strength to be more like him. Who knows how many ways. Yes, we need to be more like him every day. If that need is there this evening, please come as we stand and sing.